going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Man, got released from Carolina. That's the first step. But just Price staying in connection with McDermott, with Bean, with Al Holcomb. Just staying in connection with them, updating them just on surgeries and rehab and where I'm at and stuff like that. And, you know, I've been there with them in 2015 in Carolina. So kind of just always had that bond there. You know, I was a young pup back in the day. Now 11 years, seasoned vet. So time's coming around.
What's it like being on a new team? I mean, Carolina had all been, was all you'd known.
It's a little different. You know, you see a lot of guys come in and come and go, you know, staying with one team. You never thought it'd happen to yourself, but you know, everything's a blessing. Everything happens in God's hands, you know, and fortunately I came here and I'm happy here. You know, got a lot of excitement out there. There's a lot of energy. It's crazy to see all the stuff that they were teaching back then is still implementing it now. You know what I mean? So it's good to see from character, from team building, from team chemistry, from just how the whole building is in general. It's good to see him be a part of that again.
Sean, a little bit since you've gone back here. Kind of his rise through the coaching ranks and seeing him become a head coach and, you know, be so successful here at Buffalo. Something you saw when you were down in Carolina?
Yeah, I always knew that I had 1 year with him, but I always knew that he was a great DC back then. I always knew that he'll be a hell of a head coach, you know. The way he had us flying around on defense, I only knew that once he got it through one side, becoming a head coach, he'd get through the whole team, you know. And Coach Sean McDermott is one of those guys that you just want to run through a wall for, you know. He always has the energy. He's always positive, you know, and he wants to win at the end of the day, you know, and who doesn't want to win?
You mentioned updating them on the rehab and the surgeries. Obviously, the last couple of years have been tough for you in that regard. Where do things stand in terms of, you know, your readiness to take on a full workload?
Oh, yeah, I'll be ready by training camp. I'll be ready by training camp.
Sean talked about the mentality you bring to defense. He said you have that fire. What mentality do you bring to defense?
Physical, downhill, violent, leadership. Encouraging others, tone setter, trash talker, you know, and just want to get my guys. And I'm a player. I'm a team guy first, right? I want my teammates to eat, whether that's me blitzing and sacrificing myself or somebody else to make a play. I'm a team guy, you know. So whatever he wants me line up, that's where I'm going to line up. You know, my role is my role. I'm here to do my job. I'm here to win games. And that's about it.
You know, the physical challenges that come with being hurt. What have the mental hurdles been like going through those in back-to-back seasons?
They actually haven't been too bad, right? Because I had Thomas Davis there my first time when I broke my leg, and he was just in my ear. You know, he went through three ACLs, you know, and he persevered through all that. And what it came down to is just a mindset, right? You gotta really wrap your mind around everything that happened. Then once you're able to start working out, you got to work your mind around the confidence. Right. Once you have that confidence and you put that instill in your head and your mind, man, anything's achievable, you know. And that's what I've been doing, especially with this injury. Really, the last two injuries, man, I've just been sitting back and it's like, man, it's just more so a confidence thing than anything, right? And I really want to get back out there, right? I'm a type of guy that I'm going to play through anything. Like, if I can't walk, then I won't play. But if I can walk and I'm hurt, I'm playing. That's just regardless of, that's just the person I am. That's the organization and the players and McDermott. That's how they raised us, be a part of that defense, you know. And the guys back in the day, that's how it was. That was the accountability factor. If you hurt and can walk, you better be playing.
How do you address the outside perception? Knowing that you're confident in yourself and your abilities, how do you address the outside perception that maybe your body's going
down? Man, they don't know me. They don't know my body. You know, only me and myself know my body and my mindset. And one thing about me, I'll never end a career injury. Or I never end my career on an injury. That's just a mindset thing for me. You know, I want to end on my terms, and I want to end how I want to end. I would never end with an injury.
In that sense, how difficult has it been knowing that you've been limited to six games over 2 years?
I put it in God's hand. God had a plan for me, you know, whether it was there or not there. He had a plan for me, and I guess I'm here where his plan was. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be a Buffalo Bill. I'm looking for the wings, and I'm excited.
You were with the Panthers, right? A lot of your teammates at some point ended up coming here to Buffalo. Was that ever something that you guys talked about? Like, oh, they're going to Buffalo now? Because it's kind of a joke around here that if somebody has played for the Panthers before, there's a pretty good chance they'll end up here.
Yeah, for sure, right? And there's other multiple teams that also kind of allude to that as well. But there's a lot of guys that came from Carolina to play here, and they loved it, right? Or vice versa, guys from up there come down here, you know, and we talk about whatever, right? Because when people come from a different team, you also want to know how the organization is, what runs different, how do you guys win the games, what's the team environment, what's the team chemistry. You know, you want to know all that stuff so you can help. Back in the day, we had to help each other, right? So we're trying to find ways to win games, trying to, you know what I mean, get out of this slump, give something for the city and the fans, you know. So we try to get everything in. It's like, okay, how'd you guys do it? How we do it? Okay, now let's build it together and let's move forward.
Is there any crossover at all with this defense from where you came from? I mean, I don't know how much, you know, I mean, probably none, but I mean, it is McDermott and you must recognize some of it, right?
Nah, this is the defense I grew up in. This is the defense, 2015 when I got drafted, this is the defense that I had to learn. So the biggest thing is just terminology for me, but everything is what I learned in the first 5 years of my career, you know. So I just got to go back to the terminology and just learn how they say things and try to translate that to back to what we used to say, but just use their terminology.
Is there any guys in particular inside this building that you reached out to just kind of get a feel of the vibe in here and what they're doing?
Dane Jackson was one of them, even though he came from Carolina. Daquan Jones is one of them. He also came from Carolina. Yeah, right. I had met LaVisca Chenault in the airport. I already knew him, but he was telling me too. So a lot of correlation to guys loving it here and stuff like that. So I only made my choice a little more higher.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.